1, 2, 3, 4. Let's discotheque right at my home. It is okay to dance alone. Dance alone. Come on and dance. No, wait. Okay. Dance alone. No, dance alone. Just don't be afraid to dance alone. Wow.
Manisha from Russia, a reunion, hello.
My brother, I love you so much.
I love you, my sister, my Tajik Russian sister.
Tajik Russian sister is here, you know. Yeah, Asians is here, William.
You're representing? Yeah.
We spread it.
Now, can we first just talk about this look? It is so Manisha.
Yeah, it's so Manisha. This dress made my mom. Yeah, she's a designer. Look at this. Can you see this?
Oh yes, we see. We feel this.
And my super style that calls babushka. So works good on my head, right? Turban babushka.
Is this the same one from the stage?
Yeah, of course, yeah. We hadn't time to change anything. That's why I'm running through the stage here like, oh, I have an interview. Yeah.
Your rehearsal was so good, so emotional.
I saw your reaction. Oh, thank you so much. I'm really grateful. All of your team is beautiful, really.
They were just being honest.
You're so supporting all the time. And when I'm sad, when I'm feeling myself lonely and I'm like, oh, I don't believe in myself, I just open up your reactions like, no. I love these people. I love myself. I need to support myself, you know, through this. You're helping me, really.
Well, that's great to hear. The first love is self-love, and I hope you love yourself.
Yes, that's true. The main love is self-love, yeah.
But you know what? This big doll dress.
Oh la la. Remember, I told you about this dress.
You did. You didn't lie.
Yeah.
Now, the door opened more easily this time. Yeah. Did you put oil on it?
No, I just worked with my choreography, you know, because I was nervous. I was like, oh my God, how I will do this? And action, I did this after 2 rehearsals, yeah. Because I know I come down on the stage and I understand that stop nervous Manisha. Enjoy. Because more than one year and a half, we hadn't any performances. And now we're standing on this huge stage. Have you seen it? These screens, everything, lights, fire, everything is so beautiful. And everyone in this contest is so beautiful and professional. Mm-hmm. That's true. And especially, Holland made this whole situation, your vision situation, is so safe, you know? We're feeling ourselves safe. So that's really important, yeah.
Is it hot inside the dress?
A little bit, because I'm so hot, you know? Yeah, sometimes it's hot, but I'm trying to not think about it, you know? I'm thinking about that I'm representing Russia and it's Eurovision and I'm gonna die, but I'm not thinking about is it hot or not, you know? Yeah.
One of our favorite moments is when you turn to the screen behind you and we see all these beautiful Russian women. Tell us about those women and how you selected them.
Listen, it's 100 women who are so beautiful, are so honest, brave, and we found them. We just ask someone, do you know a strong woman? Of course, there's my mom. Of course, there's my sister. Of course, there's my friend. And that's how we research them. And, you know, we have a woman who has one of the biggest foundation who helps people, children fight cancer. We have a lot of activists there. We have women who opened with their sexuality. You know, it's hard to be open with your sexuality. And we have just moms with their children. We're having so many different women, but all of them are representing this huge statement, Russian woman. You know, always when I'm standing on a stage, first part is so funny, this dress and blah, blah, blah. I'm dancing, singing, my choir is perfect. We're singing, we're all together. And after, in the ending of the song, I'm turning around and in that moment, I'm trying to not cry because, you know, it's really emotional to be at that moment on the stage and see through these beautiful women this power. And it inspires me so much. That's why I'm not thinking about, you know, what place I will get. I'm thinking about my message, because it's really huge. This message for all these women who, you know, who had this domestic violence abuse, who survives every single day to make their life beautiful. To work to, then someday their children will say, "Mom, thank you so much. You made it." Because my mom made it, you know, I told you a story. And so when I'm standing on that stage, that's it. I feel myself like a winner, because I know that I'm not alone. Here with me, hungriest women, and we are all together.
That is so emotional. Thank you so much. Thank you. In the press conference, someone asked you, is Eurovision feminist? And you said, it's humanist. Could you tell us about this?
Yes, because, you know, I can see that every year, Eurovision Song Contest is like a family, it's like a home where you can be yourself. It's hard to be yourself, you know. And, you know, when you're trying to be yourself, someone will say, no, you cannot do this. But this stage is open to everyone. To everyone. How many beautiful, open people, open-minded people were on that stage. So in this year, we have so many people also, right? So what I want to say that Eurovision Song Contest, not only a dream. Eurovision Song Contest is a place for humanity. Yeah, and you know, whatever it is, be true with yourself and you can be on that stage. And especially here in the backstage, everyone is smiling, everyone is supporting, everyone is just happy to be here. And it's really important to say this, you know.
And we are so happy to be in your presence, the aura. You're a beautiful ambassador, not just for refugees. You, of course, you and Goodwill Ambassador for Refugees, but also for Russia, this modern face of Russia. Is that part of your mission? I ask because, you know, in the past, sometimes at Eurovision, there will be political situations and maybe the brand image, maybe sometimes people will portray it negatively.
I'm not afraid. And I'm singing it, don't be afraid, right? I'm not afraid, because before Eurovision, I was doing the same things. And after Eurovision, I will, you know, continue to do this. I'm not afraid, William. I really do. I really believe in myself, and I believe in that. I believe in love, actually, because love will change everything. It always changed everything. That's why I'm here. That's why I love music. That's why I will do my music. That's why I believe that music can change everything and change the world.
Yes.
Art can change the world. It's like a treatment for us, you know. So I'm always imagining that girls, boys, everyone will watch Eurovision Song Contest. Look at these beautiful people on that screens. Everyone who's so happy on the stage, right?
Yes.
Everyone, such a diva, queen, perfect group, perfect bands, actually. And it inspires.
Oh, I feel your inspiration.
Yeah.
It's like a wall, boom.
A very big inspiration.
Well, you know, in your stage show, you have this portrait of a woman, not the religious one, but before that, there's another woman. Who is that?
It's Natalia Goncharova. It's the biggest artist in Russia, but she unfortunately dead. And, you know, not so many people knows that we had such a talented artist in our country. Mm-hmm. Natalia Goncharova is our past and our future. So it's cool that I can sing a modern song and also show people, show kids that, come on, this art is so cool and this art is modern. It's not our past, it's our future, it's our now.
I love the ending. You say, be the change, we are the change. Tell us, Manisha, how are you the change?
Be brave. Be brave. And of course, world is not perfect. World is not perfect. I am not perfect. You are not perfect. Everyone has these good sides and bad sides. The only one thing what we can do in our life is to face our bad sides. That's how people changing. That's how people understand ourselves. Don't be ashamed of your mistakes. You have a right to do a mistake, because after that you will understand that I'm a human. I have a right to make a mistake, and I have a right to change, and I have a right to be a good person, because you are a good person. And I believe in you. Trust me.
giving me the tingles. You, of course, aren't just a good person. You're a beautiful singer.
Oh, thank you.
Could we hear you sing something else besides Russian Woman?
Besides Russian Woman, okay.
Let me tell you, we love Russian Woman. We've got it on loop, but we just want to hear more of this voice.
Okay, what I want to sing. What kind of song you like? Like,
how about another Eurovision song from this year?
1, 2, 3, 4 Let's discotheque right at my home. It is okay to dance alone. Dance alone. Come on and dance. No, wait. Okay. Dance alone. No, dance alone. Just don't be afraid to dance alone.
Wow, you do jazz so well.
It wasn't good. It was like this.
Do you sing in the shower?
Oh, of course I do. I love it. You know, I have a huge family and they know that I'm a singer. But sometimes they hate this so much because I'm always singing all the time. Like, I'm doing my breakfast. Now I'm doing my dinner. I'm going to the shop.
I'm slaying at Eurovision.
What a slay girl. So like this all the time, you know. And they're like, Manny, just stop doing this, please. Please just have a silent moment, please, Manisha. I cannot hide myself, you know.
Nor should you. We love seeing more of it, all the time. Now, is your mother here with you, or did she stay back in Russia?
Of course, my mom is here, my sister is here, my team is here. So we're like a little family. We are living here in a very, very small hotel. We cannot go out, actually. Yeah, but it's okay. And mom is so happy, you know, because she's like, she always going, you know, bed, and she says, good night, Manisha. I'm so proud of you. You know, these words, it's one of the beautiful words in my life. And I'm like, mom, please be safe and be, you know, be alive for many, many, many years, because your support is really important to me.
Stop, Ishla.
I saw your mother. She is so beautiful.
Thank you for coming.
I didn't know that you have a sister, actually.
Yes.
I didn't saw her, but she's so beautiful. Tell her about it, really.
Oh, she knows, girl. Thank you so much.
I love it. But you need to say to your mom that Manisha said that me and my sister are super cool because of you, mom. Okay, you
will
Amen. Say?
Women who survive wars, this is something we can relate to because both of our mothers left war. You know, it makes you strong. It makes you see things differently.
You can understand it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because you know how it's hard to lose everything. Because you know how can you be grateful for your parents, for your mother, because she made it. And that's why we're sitting here together. You are one of the best journalists and blogger. You know, I'm a sexy singer. Manisha.
You are.
And we're sitting here in Rotterdam in the middle of pandemic, right? And we're doing our job and we love what we do, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we love being with her. She is Manisha, Russia's Eurovision 2021 singer, fashionista icon from Tajikistan to Russia to the world. Honey, thank you so much.
Thank you, William. And I wish that we will meet each other one more time and more times here, because I love you, really. You're my bro.
I feel this deep connection. It's like this is beyond music. It's like a spiritual...
Because we know each other like for...
18, 19, 20, 21. 4 years. Oh, my God.
So that's it, guys. He's my brother. I told you.
We'll see you later. Bye.